My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Starting to Live a Soulful Life, part 1 of 5. Because I love a good theme and batching ideas together, let's do something fun. The 5 themes of soulful living until 2022 ends. I think it'll help you navigate the holiday season and prepare yourself for 2023 if you're one of those who loves to turn over a new leaf at this time of year. Our first truth, recognizing when it's not our job to, quote, babysit. I know, this one might feel assertive or like we're walling ourselves off, but hear me out. Do you have folks in your life who seem to always look to you for advice or guidance? Okay, great. Now, does working with or helping them drain you or uplift you or somewhere in between? This is something to recognize. From another perspective, and this will sound straightforward, for those of us who put our needs aside for others too often, why do we do that? Do you and I feel a need to save, control, keep others from harm, etc.? Of course, there are people in our lives who depend on us or the services we provide in family, friends, or community dynamics. However, as we honor those realities, we should also determine how we can allow others to have space to grow themselves or find their truths. Why? Because we're all here in our specific lifetimes to learn, grow, and expand. It's not that we don't want to heal, give, or be compassionate in this world. Many of us are change makers, but if human existence and experience is about how we all have our journeys, how can we dial back to allow others their journeys? I'll just leave that there for a moment and let it soak in. How this helps us live a soulful life. When we can reclaim our sovereignty, our time, and our energy in healthy ways, we can show up for our own growth and expansion. It doesn't mean ditching everything we know and moving to a mountaintop, unless that is really your calling or your truth. I've just recognized over the years that when I was trying to save and help others or rushing around beyond my boundaries, I not only denied myself my expansion, but others' expansion. Again, it doesn't mean we shun, quote, bad things in this lifetime or others going through grief, pain, and more. We should assist others, help them, and create collective change. But there's always a balance to be found. If we help ourselves, we help others. If others help themselves, they help us. It's a win-win from a universal perspective. Applying this skill. Here are tools or observations that I've applied over the years to help me recognize when an event is a, quote, watch and wait situation or a, quote, get in and fix it situation. Boundary setting and staying steady in that while witnessing with unconditional love. Holding and creating space for feelings, transformation, and others' aha moments to come up. Feeling sheer exhaustion because I've given too much and didn't have or create time to recharge. Allowing others to grow and develop at their pace or stay stuck even. In truth, this is not easy to do sometimes. When we're natural healers, protectors, fixers, and do-gooders, we want to rush in and make sure everyone's needs are absolutely met. And honestly, this is a good thing. We need more kindness in this world. However, we also need to show ourselves kindness. Otherwise, we might burn out and lose ourselves, and our walk in this lifetime might be more jarring. As we crave soulful living and knowing who we are at our core, our wisdom will continue to guide us in all situations and show us how to hold space for our needs too. So think about this, and I'll come back next week with the next soulful living topic. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.